Ed Murray's Capitol Hill office is on the same block as the Gay City LGBT Library. Inside hangs a sign that says, "March with Ed in Pride." Murray wants to be Seattle's first openly gay mayor. So maybe it won't surprise you that many of his leadership moments have to do with securing gay and lesbian rights after many setbacks. For example, 2005.
We'd moved the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender civil rights bill out of the House into the Senate.
Now, if only he could get Republican Senator Bill Finkbeiner to vote yes.
Everything was hanging in the balance. It was a very, very tense moment. And he voted no, so we lost a vote by one vote.
But Murray says a no vote isn't necessarily a no vote forever.
You've got to build your way towards victory, and sometimes building your way towards victory means losing and not getting angry and turning around and trying to change the minds of the people who just voted against you.
That's what he did. The next year, Finkbeiner voted yes, and the law passed. In his time in Olympia, Murray watched legislators vote for the state's Defense of Marriage Act banning same-sex marriage in 1998, and then move all the way to legalizing it last year. He helped bring his colleagues around by talking with them and marshaling outside support. He remembers being in his Olympia office with his partner Michael, and Senator Mary Margaret Haugen walked in to say she was going to cast the deciding vote.
And that was a very emotional moment between the three of us, because she had moved from supporting DOMA, voting for DOMA, to actually voting for marriage equality.
So why jump to the mayor's office? Murray says he thinks he could run the city more collaboratively. He's come under some scrutiny, though. A Seattle Times story raised questions about a job he got at the University of Washington. He says it's no conflict of interest, and he cleared it with the ethics board. As the August 6th primary approaches, Murray has another date in his head as well, August 10th. That's when he and his partner will tie the knot. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.